Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. National Sports Awards announced. Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award for D. Gukesh, Manu Bhakar, Harmanpreet Singh and Praveen Kumar. Employment generation registers 36% growth during last 10 years. Over 17 crore jobs created. UPI transactions volume crosses over 16.5 billion mark worth more than 23 lakh crore rupees in December. Government amends Model Prison Manual and Model Prisons and Correctional Services Act to address issue of caste-based discrimination of jail inmates. North India continues to reel under severe cold wave conditions. And in Hockey India League, match underway between Surma Hockey Club and UP Rudras at Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. And now the news in detail. The National Sports Award have been announced today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian Hockey Team Captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented the Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. We have a report.
32 sportspersons will be given the Arjuna Award. They include athletes Jyoti Yarraji and Annu Rani, boxers Neetu and Sweety, chess player Vantika Agrawal, hockey players Salima Tete, Abhishek, Sanjay, Jarmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh, para archer Rakesh Kumar, para athletes Preeti Pal, Deepti Jeevanji, Ajit Singh and Sachin Khilari will also get the Arjuna Award. India's first Paralympic gold medalist, para swimmer Murli Kant Petkar, athlete Sucha Singh will be honored with Arjuna Awards lifetime. Para shooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Despande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Muralidharan and football coach Armando Agnello Colaco will be presented Dronacharya Award. Physical Education Foundation of India will be given the Rashtriya Khel Protsahan Puraskar. The awardees will receive their awards from President Draupadi Murmu at a function at the Bhavan on 17th of this month. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Employment generation in the country has witnessed growth of 36% during the last 10 years. According to the Labour and Employment Ministry, over 17 crore additional jobs were created from 2014 to 2024. The ministry said around 4 crore 60 lakh jobs have been generated in the country in the last 1 year. The ministry said the employment growth rate of 36% achieved between 2014 to 2024 is far better than the growth of 7% registered from 2004 to 2014. The data reflects that employment opportunities in the agriculture sector grew by 19%, in the manufacturing sector by 15%, and in the services sector by 36% under the Modi government. As per the ministry, unemployment rate witnessed declined from 6% in 2017-18 to 3.2% in 2023-24. The National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has said that Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has processed nearly 16.73 billion financial transactions in a single month in December last year. UPI processed around 23.25 lakh crore rupees in the transactions done. NPCI said that there was a 39% of year-on-year growth in the transactions count and 28% in year-on-year growth in the transaction amount. It also said that the average daily transaction amount has reached 74,990 crore rupees last month. The Ministry of Home Affairs has amended the Model Prison Manual 2016 and the Model Prisons and Correctional Services Act 2023 in compliance with a Supreme Court verdict. The step has been taken to address the issue of caste-based discrimination of the inmates. According to the new manual, prison authorities must now strictly prohibit caste-based discrimination, classification and segregation. The ministry replaced the existing definition of habitual offender to ensure that there is no discrimination. In October last year, the Supreme Court had directed the union government and states to revise their prison manuals and rules to address caste-based discrimination in prisons. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has announced the constitution of a working group to revise the base year for the Wholesale Price Index WPI from the existing 2011-12 to 2022-23. The 18-member working group, chaired by Professor Ramesh Chand, member Niti Aayog, comprises representatives from various government departments, economic advisory bodies, and non-official experts. The working group has been tasked with revising the commodity basket of WPI and Producer Price Index PPI to review the existing system of price collection and suggest changes for improvement. It will also decide on the computational methodology to be adopted by WPI or PPI and will suggest further improvement in compilation and presentation to recommend a roadmap for switch over from WPI to PPI. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 7th pre-budget consultation and stakeholders from the financial sector and capital markets in New Delhi today. The meeting was attended by Union Finance Secretary, Secretary Deepam, Secretaries of Department of Economic Affairs and the Chief Economic Advisor. Ms. Sitharaman has already had the pre-budget consultations with the finance ministers of states and union territories, representatives from industry, health and education sector, various farmer associations and leading agricultural economists. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of the stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi tomorrow. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. The World Trade Center has transformed the area by replacing over 600 dilapidated quarters with state-of-the-art commercial towers, offering around 34 lakh square feet of premium commercial space with advanced amenities. The GPRA quarters include 28 towers that house over 2,500 residential units. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Central Board of Secondary Education's integrated office complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. It includes offices, auditorium, advanced data center, among others. Suparna Sankhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Narendra Modi government has not only controlled the terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, but also demolished the terror ecosystem from the valley. Mr. Shah stated this after releasing a book titled Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh Through the Ages in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah said, after the abrogation of Article 370, terrorist activities have been reduced by 70% and development of Kashmir started along with the rest of the country.
बौद्ध धर्म की पूरी यात्रा नेपाल से काशी होकर मगध तक बिहार तक और मगध से कश्मीर होकर गांधार तक अफगानिस्तान तक की पूरी यात्रा इस पुस्तक की अंदर जिन चीजों का रेफरेंस है उसको देखोगे तो आपको मालूम पड़ जाएगा कि पूरी यात्रा का हमारा कश्मीर अविभाज्य अंग है एक पात्र के अंदर पूरी गंगा जैसे कोई समाहित कर दे इस प्रकार से समाहित करने का एक बहुत बड़ा पुरुषार्थ हुआ है
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan was also present on the occasion. The book, written by Indian Council of Historical Research Chairman Raghuvendra Tanwar, is published in Hindi and English and covers over 3,000 years of the region's history. Foreign Affairs Minister of Maldives Abdullah Khalil arrived in New Delhi this evening on his first official visit to India. He will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow. Akashwani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in its special year-ender series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. Our correspondent has filed this report.
MSME sector, with more than 6 crore 30 lakh enterprises, has emerged as a highly vibrant and dynamic sector of the Indian economy, fostering entrepreneurship and generating employment opportunities. PM Vishwakarma scheme was launched to provide support to artisans and craftspeople of 18 trades to expand their businesses and upgrade their tools. Government also launched the credit card guarantee scheme for micro and small enterprises to provide collateral-free loans of up to 5 crore rupees. To provide an assured market support to the micro and small enterprises in the country, the government has notified the public procurement policy, which mandates 25% annual procurement by central ministries, departments and central public sector enterprises. National SC-ST Hub scheme was launched to promote entrepreneurship among the SC and ST and fulfill the mandate of 4% public procurement. Central government is also promoting khadi and village industries sector to foster socio-economic development in rural India. With Dipendra Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Cold wave conditions continue to prevail in several parts of North India. The Met Department has said northeastern regions, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. The Weather Office also predicted cold conditions in parts of Bihar tomorrow. IMD said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures over central and east India in the coming 3 days. In Himachal Pradesh, the cold wave increased due to light clouds this afternoon. The Meteorological Department has predicted rain and snowfall in the state from the 4th of January. We have more from our correspondent.
Temperature is being recorded below the freezing point at many places in the tribal areas of the state, while cold wave continues in the lower plains due to dense fog. In Tabo area of tribal district Lahol Spiti, the minimum temperature was recorded at -14.7 degrees, while in Kelong it was -6.2 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has predicted snowfall and rain once again in the state from 4th of January, while an alert of fog and cold wave has also been issued in the lower plains. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The cold conditions have tightened their grip on Kashmir, with the valley bracing for fresh spells of snowfall as two back-to-back western disturbances are likely to affect the region starting late this evening. According to the Meteorological Department, light snowfall is likely to occur at scattered places during the next 24 hours. We have more from our correspondent.
Traffic department said, subject to fair weather and better road condition, the vehicular traffic on Srinagar-Jammu National Highway will be allowed on both sides tomorrow. The Srinagar-Kargil road is closed due to snow accumulation. The 84-kilometer Mughal road is closed for vehicular traffic for the fifth consecutive day due to heavy snowfall. Meanwhile, the commuters and tourists have been advised to confirm status of the national highway and important link roads to reach their destinations across Kashmir region. Tariq Rathra, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
However, in Uttarakhand, the weather remains clear. Our correspondent reported that the temperature in the state remains above normal.
After the snowfall and rain in Uttarakhand in the past few days, the weather in the state is now clear. State capital Dehradun and other plain areas are still covered with fog in the morning and the evening. According to the Met Department, there is a possibility of snowfall and rain in the high altitude areas of the state between January 5th and 7th. Meanwhile, a large number of tourists continue to arrive to enjoy the snow in the high altitude areas of the state. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In the US, at least 11 people were injured in a mass shooting outside a nightclub in New York on Wednesday night. The shooting reportedly took place around 11:20 p.m. local time near the Amazura nightclub in Jamaica. The incident is the latest in a disturbing series of three attacks in the US in the last 24 hours. Details of the incident are still awaited. Earlier on Wednesday, a man in a pickup truck deliberately drove into a crowd in New Orleans, French Quarter, killing at least 15 people and injuring 35. In another incident on the same day, a person was killed and seven others were injured when a Tesla Cybertruck exploded outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the cowardly terrorist attack in New Orleans. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "India's thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families." In Hockey India League, the match between Surma Hockey Club and UP Rudras is underway at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. UP Rudras were leading by 1-0 when reports last came in. Lalit assisted to Sandeep, who scored an easy goal with a reverse flick. In Indian Super League football, the match between Mohan Bagan and Super Giant and Hyderabad FC is underway at the Salt Lake Stadium, Kolkata. Mohan Bagan were leading with 3-0 when reports last came in. The annual Urs of Sufi Saint Khwaja Moinuddin Hasan Chishti has formally begun in Ajmer. Pilgrims from across the country and abroad are arriving to participate in the 813th Urs. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will offer a chadar on behalf of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Saturday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Sports Award announced. Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award for D. Gukesh, Manu Bhakar, Harmanpreet Singh and Praveen Kumar. Employment generation registers 36% growth during the last 10 years, over 17 crore jobs created. UPI transactions volume crosses over 16.5 billion mark worth more than 23 lakh crore rupees in December. Government amends Model Prison Manual and Model Prisons and Correctional Services Act to address issue of caste-based discrimination of jail inmates. North India continues to reel under severe cold wave conditions, and in Hockey India League, match underway between Surma Hockey Club and UP Rudras at Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.